Welcome to another episode of the Silly Little Kids. Mitch, Mr. Bird.
Yo.
He's back from Michigan, by the way. And Bradley.
Hello.
Bradley, who do we got today?
We have one of the goal scorers from last week, and he's up for...
Goal scorer every week, it seems like.
That's lately. True, and he's up for goal of the week. So before you do anything, press pause on the pod, go to the USL website...
We'll wait.
...and vote for Christian Valeski for goal of the week.
Unbelievable. How you doing, dude?
I'm doing well. How you guys doing?
So,
Did you know it had gone in? Or were you, when he got it off the line, were you like, I don't know, did it go in, did it not?
Oh, man, actually, I had a quick look, and I saw it cross the line. Quick, perfect look, actually, and I started celebrating right away. Got a monkey off my back, and I was happy to score.
Monkey off his back, because, you know, he hasn't scored at all this year.
Yeah.
It seems like every time we need the goal, oh, we'll just put him in, and he'll score a few goals for us.
And I believe... Jose had the assist on that, right? So he's the co-leading goal scorer for St. Louis FC. So got both of our boys getting points on the board.
I like it. I like that we're scoring goals again.
But that's what Preki said, though. These a bunch of goals from spread out from a bunch of players. That's what he's wanting.
Christian would prefer to score them all himself, but
I like a bunch of goals. That's all that matters. Bunch of goals.
Yeah. It takes a good team, a bunch of goals from everybody, and that's what it takes.
That's the bullshit answer. He wants them all. He
wants everyone else to play well and feed him the ball. Yeah.
It's the Ronaldo.
There you go.
Just give it to me.
Well, speaking of championships, you know a little bit about that.
I do. I mean, my rookie season, we won a championship in Rochester. Like I said, a bunch of people scored goals, so I think that's what it takes, and obviously a solid defensive unit as well. I think we have that here.
You were very solid in Rochester. Let's not kid ourselves.
that was a stingy defense.
Oh, man. I played more defense as a forward than those center backs in the league.
Well, we'll get to that. We'll get to that, some of the changes you've experienced now that you're in St. Louis. But let's – well, Matt, why don't you share? You and Christian were both in Michigan.
It was surreal.
How was it for you?
Well, first of all, I forgot that in I used to live in Michigan, so I forgot that they've only got like a 3-month window to do all their road construction.
Yeah.
So it was like Orange Barrel Central on the freeways getting up there. It took forever to get there and back. It's like their state tree is an orange cone on the highway. I mean, but it was surreal. You know, the whole indoor thing, not a lot of fans. You could hear everything that the players are shouting.
So how many rows of stands were there? Because it looked like there was only like four.
There was probably, I don't know, probably 10. 10, okay. 10 banks of seats.
But right up on the pitch, right?
You are right there. You are right there. And that aspect, it's not an atmosphere I'd like to go to every week. Yeah. But for a one-off, it was kind of cool to be literally right there. And you can hear everything on the field. And it's silent. I mean, it's silent. There's no noise in the stands or nothing. It's not like the corner or nothing. There's no chanting. It's, you know, it's like Augusta with the golf clubs. You know?
What was it like as a player, Christian? I mean,
yeah, it was unique. Like you said, I thought he was playing at some point, Bird. I thought I'd pass him the ball, but it was weird. I mean, from a player's perspective, we went up 2-0 before we blinked, and we just wanted to close the game out and get to the next league game.
Did it feel enclosed? Like, were you afraid to let go of a pass because you thought it would hit the wall?
I felt like we were playing indoor soccer, to be honest. It was definitely weird. Yeah. I don't want to do it ever again if I don't have to.
Had you ever played that before or no?
I haven't. A bunch of guys actually play for that PDL team, Tony Walls and Adam McGinnis, and they have a bunch of professional players, MLS, USL there.
A quality program. I mean, they've won the championship several times, and, I mean, obviously they beat Indy 11 before they faced you guys, so... I mean, I wasn't taking it lightly when you guys went up there, but thankfully we survived the indoor experience.
The drop balls.
And they were big boys. I said to Christian before the pod, I said, you know, their back four were like four massive Zulu warriors. Yeah. I mean, they were big boys, and they kept it pretty tight. Sebastian got two early goals. One of them was a great finish. It was a cut inside, and then it slotted it in the corner. The second goal was a guy, one of our midfielders, you know, chipped it over, and their goalie came out, and their defender went to get it, and they both hesitated, thinking the other guy was going to get it, and Sebastian just nipped in there and chipped the keeper, and we're up 2-0, and from then on, it was probably the game where I've had the least anxiety.
Yeah.
And because I just thought, hey, you know, we're on here, and it was a case of let's get out of here without any injuries, and let's go home, and I know they scored a worldie, but I always thought that we had another couple of gears we could go up should they equalize. And, you know, they had a couple of chances, but they were dealt with. And in the end of the day, it was as way more comfortable than I thought it was going to be, because they are a quality program, Brad, you know, as you say.
It was an amazing goal they scored.
It was. Right? It was. He'll never do that again.
No,
in his life.
Never, never. And mind you, if you go to the U.S. Open Cup, you'd think they won based on that.
Yeah,
goal.
that was pretty much all they were talking about.
It was like we won that game, right? You know, there was another team there, and they're going on.
Well, and the streaming service wasn't the best for those of us at ITAP, and we missed both goals. Like, and it was funny because we were watching on a delay because we had four different phones going with people crowded around them, and one group yelled, you know, and it's like, oh, I guess we scored. And then another group yelled, and we're like, is that the same goal, or is that another goal? Or so by the second half, we finally got to watch the game.
Yeah, I don't know. I think halftime's still going on up there.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, apparently.
I mean, let's not kid ourselves. I don't wish Lou Gehrig's disease on anyone.
Yeah.
But a 40-minute halftime was a bit much.
Okay, a 40-minute halftime might actually give me Lou Gehrig's.
Was that what it was? Were they, like, honoring somebody?
Yeah, yeah. Because
okay. We didn't even know that.
The Oakland University soccer coach, has been diagnosed with ALS, and they were doing a big thing for him. But
Preki didn't look pleased.
No, he was going. He was in rage mode. He was bitching out the referee and, you know, quite rightly. I mean, it's a U.S. Soccer Federated game. I mean, let's go.
You guys are professional athletes. Your bodies are tuned in such a way, and you're used to a certain amount of halftime. I mean,
yeah, exactly.
You don't want to cool off. You don't want to get your muscles cold.
Exactly. Lucky for me, I was coming on at halftime, so it wasn't too bad for me.
Yeah. You got an extra 20 minutes to warm up because you got extra time there. It was it was weird because we're watching and we kept thinking the screen had froze.
Yeah.
Because we were recording at halftime, and people kept saying, "Do you guys need to wrap it up?" We're like, "No, there's halftime still going on."
It was so surreal. And I can't even imagine what it was like there. So drop balls. How messed up was that?
They had to get the roof. Yeah.
Yeah.
I still don't know what's going on there. So you have to explain that to me.
So what we understood was basically, if it hits the roof, it's the ref's discretion to do a drop ball.
Because some people, we talked to some of the fans from up there, and I said, oh, sometimes they just play on. It's like, what? So
that's strange.
It'd be funny because we'd be watching all of a sudden, we're like, hey, drop ball, drink.
Here's the thing, right? Game. One of our center halves booted the ball upfield, and it hit the ceiling. But he was booted. We had a player, probably Christian, you know, upfield, about to receive the ball, had it got to him, but it hit the ceiling. And the referee gave a drop ball, and we booted it back to their goalkeeper. I'm like, hang on a minute.
That was our attacking. Yeah.
Yeah, we were about to counter here. So, I mean, it was a little messed up.
Yeah. Oh, well.
But the important thing is we don't have to play there again.
I like to call it the magic of the U.S. Open Cup.
It really is.
You may play in a barn. You may play in a field.
Well, and it was great, too, because then the next night I watched FC Christos. The you know, team that is literally sponsored by a liquor store beat a PDL team. I mean, these guys
with as Jeremy pointed out, they're not even wearing matching shorts.
Yes.
I thought about doing a charity du jour to get them some matching shorts.
You know, it's like one guy had Adidas shorts on, one had Under Armour, one had...
They're the same color, but not necessarily the same.
It was like, oh, he has stripes. Oh, he doesn't have stripes. But yeah, that game was awful. In terms of refereeing, I don't know if you watch it at all.
No.
It was out of control. They were not going to call anything. Dang. I mean, Murder 1 might have gotten a card, but Murder 2, no, you're playing on. It was fun.
Well, let's go on. Let's talk about the Toronto 2 game, our glorious return home.
Brad's tired of the Open Cup. He's ready to talk.
Well, no, because we've got more Open Cup to talk about, but a nice win at home, Toronto 2, 2-0.
Again, I felt that we went out there, took care of business, and got off the field. I mean, it was a big bitching session of mine in the last pod I was on after the Wichita game where I said, you know, Louisville went up to Tartan Oaks of Avalon, went up there, I know, took care of business.
This just sounds funny.
I've been practicing that all the way down here because I knew I was going to have to say it. But one of my main points was it was never in doubt. Louisville, we're going to go up there and take care of business.
Right.
And again, that was one of my main gripes about the Wichita game. But since then, went up to Michigan, never in doubt, took care of business. Toronto 2, again, took the field, won the game, got out of Dodge. And that's what I want to see.
Yeah, no, there's no question. I mean, the entire game against Toronto, you guys never had a chance. I mean, Really?
I don't think it was a great game personally to watch because it was ours.
Come on, this is where you tell us, we had this.
That's why I think
it
was a great game to watch, because it was ours.
Yeah, I agree. I mean, we handled the business. I mean, took care of business, scored right away on a good corner kick, had opportunity to score, and then close it off in the second half. We came out second half flying. I thought we could have had 3 or 4 goals. And
no doubt.
It's just a matter of time. And
to be fair, I'm kind of glad you didn't, because those that know, our old friend Mark Pace was in goal for Toronto.
Oh, yeah. Well,
so you know,
I wouldn't have mind hanging 6 on Mark. He's still my friend.
As somebody else said, he's kind of used to being 2-0 down at that park.
That's right.
Shots fired.
I
think it was Stuart that said that one, and I was like, oh, that hurts.
Close to the bone.
It's true, but it hurts.
Yeah, Mark's a good guy. He came over. We gave him a good chant at the end.
Yeah, no. But, you know, we can hang 4 this weekend, and I'm fine with that. Bethlehem, I got no qualms with just running them up. Run them up.
But you know what? Bethlehem aren't a bad team.
No,
you know, any
not.
Team that beats Cincinnati twice are no mugs. Mm. You know, they beat Harrisburg, they beat Cincinnati a couple of times, and they beat, I don't know, one of the MLS 2 Soviet teams. So they got 4 wins. I think they're on 4 wins the same as us. They're no mugs. I think they are extremely beatable, but...
Well, it's the same thing I said about Toronto and about all the 2 teams. Those kids are in that system for a reason.
Yeah.
They've got talent, and... 2 teams tend to get better as the season goes on. So, I mean, yes, I have full confidence in our friend Christian here, and the team should handle business against them. But again, I mean, in this league, there are no gimmies.
Exactly. And there's no gimmies whatsoever. We got to take every game.
I'm just glad we're not a gimme. We used to be.
Again, that's kind of close to the bone.
They've got one game. They've got one more game played than we do, so they're kind of in that stretch. That's the other thing. Looking at the standings, Rochester only 8 games played. Louisville's only 9. I was sitting here thinking, like, oh man, we've only played 10. Yeah. You know, everybody else has got all these games. No, there's.
I think Phoenix has still only played 3.
Well, to be fair,
and none of them count unless Drogba's there.
Yeah, I was gonna say, he's not playing in any of them. No, they've played 8 as well.
Okay,
so I mean they're. But there's a lot of teams that have only played 8 or 9 games. And I was thinking, oh, we've only played 10. We're the lone number out there. No,
how many Charlotte played? Charlotte's not played many. I think they've played less games than us.
Yep, they're at 8-2 as well. That's another one.
They have played at 5 different home fields, so.
We knew it was coming. It's still a good joke. Yeah. Doesn't matter. Have you had the pleasure of playing in one of their multiple stadiums yet?
I played in the same place twice. So I don't know what you guys are talking about.
Wow.
You're lucky.
Wow. I know, yeah.
Their players can't say that.
No, yeah. I think either the last game or the next game, they're officially to their new
place. Okay, that's good. That's good.
So, no, but where was it? What was it called? Ramblewood?
Ramblewood was their temporary stadium.
Was that the one with the tents? Did you have to get changed the tents down there, Christian? When you
We were in like a mobile home. Honestly, I don't
the
know.
Trailer.
Yeah, that was Ramblewood.
Okay. Yeah.
Yeah,
and then they played a couple games at a different university a couple of times.
Yeah, Winthrop in South Carolina.
One was in the wrong state.
Yeah,
that's all right. But no, they've kind of found a new home. I hope, and hopefully it works out for them.
Well, to be fair, the Cincinnati Stadium may be in Kentucky, so
that's true.
So you know why not?
And the Louisville Stadium may also be in Indiana. That would be good.
And they give us shit about playing outside.
I
the
know,
city
right? They give us. Grief played in Fenton.
Yeah, and when it's not underwater, it's nice.
Yeah.
All right. Let's,
again, it's a little too close to home.
Going back to the Toronto 2, we had AJ knocked in the first one. Christian knocked in the second one. Our player of the game, the St. Luligans player of the game, Pavel Seta, received Team of the Week honors from USL.
Well
and,
deserved.
Jose Angulo also received an honorable mention for Team of the Week. He assisted on Christian's goal, and, I mean, it was a team effort. Like, everybody out there was – I mean, Christian got the USL Man of the Match mm-hmm. that they announced right after the game, and I think AJ won the Fleet Steam.
Like, so, 3 different players got Man of the Match.
Yeah,
that's kind of rare.
But I think it's indicative of everybody played a big part in that game.
Well, Cabal Santa's face should have gotten one for that.
I think he got extra points in the corner because he took one to the face.
My God, that was a rocket.
We needed Rob Riggle to scream in the face when that happened.
I was like, oh, he's knocked out.
He's dead.
I thought he was KO'd. It's like
But they were on an attack and he stayed down. He played dead because he knew that he would stop that attack. And I'm sure it convinced
smart,
him.
Very smart.
Yeah. Or because it would hurt like a mother.
Take one to the face and knock yourself out to stop this attack. Yeah. I also want to give a big shout out to Aiden Stanley. He had a nice clear at the end. I mean, a young man who was mobbed after the game by a bunch of young fans, SLSG kids, I'm sure that, I mean, good game for him. I think that was his first start at home.
I think so.
He smiles at the end of the game because not only is he getting mobbed by kids, but it also means that Dragon has stopped bitching at him.
Yeah. But when you get back to the locker room, do you ever say, yeah, we all got paid and you didn't?
Oh, there's been a few good jokes for that. Per diem especially. He doesn't get the natural per diem. Nice. They got to pay for it with a credit card or something.
Really? But, yeah. Oh, that's even better.
I didn't even think about that, yeah.
Aiden,
stay on the bus. We're going to get some McDonald's.
Aiden, I would say, do you want to come with us? But we can't pay for you. Sorry, yeah. Wow, yeah, I didn't even think about that.
He should think about skipping that college thing, going pro. He's playing really well.
He's earning it.
We've got a couple other kids in the academy that I think we'll see some time before the end of the season too. So
I hope so. I mean, it's a nice way to develop, and it's a nice way to show that path to pro that we keep talking about, and it's actually proving to actually work out 3 years.
It's perfect for all of those kids who have played with him or, you know, looked up to him a few years older than them to see, oh wow, it's really happening. So.
And if you're older than him, then you got to get your ass in gear because you're running out of time.
Yeah, and he's probably got to look at Josh Sargent and think about all the mistakes he's made in his career.
So. That's what I'm doing.
I think we all are, actually.
Fucking 17-year-old dork.
So, okay, so we got to wonder, where does he end up at?
I still think Germany.
It makes sense. Germany makes sense because he's going to struggle for a work permit for England.
Yeah.
Maybe Holland.
England just doesn't work for young kids in U.S. either. I mean, occasionally, but.
So I got a question.
Holland or Germany?
I got a question that was posed to me today, and I didn't have a good answer, but it warrants a discussion here.
Okay.
The German season doesn't start for 3 months. What's he going to do during that 3 months?
Well, he's not 18 yet, though, either.
Right.
I don't know when he turns 18.
Right.
I don't know. I mean, he could work out with us. I don't think you guys would mind.
I'm
surprised Tim Ream isn't trying to get in the Gold Cup squad because he used to train.
Well,
with us
right. Tim Ream came and trained with us the last off season, right?
Mm-hmm. Right? Yeah. So you know, maybe Josh comes and puts in a few appearances in the green and white and
I don't know
white and blue.
I mean, I guess he could play for the PDL team. I mean.
Good.
But here's the thing.
But he could even sign the amateur contract for the main side.
I don't really want him playing with the main side. I like what we're building. I don't want to bring in a temporary player.
True.
I mean, if he wants to come in and train and that's awesome, but you know, I just
You're about to get seriously paid by let's call it Schalke or Werder Bremen or whatever.
Right.
Or PSV.
Right.
Are you gonna put your career on the line by getting hacked out by some goon from
because you know somebody's
going to try to take it out.
Fucking Musa. I mean, I love James, but James would be coming
It'd
for
be
that
Musa.
Knee.
You're right.
You know,
but you could say the same thing for the PDL too.
Fucking Bidey. We still got to play Cincy.
Oh yeah, he could
bite him. Get rabies. That just end your career.
I don't know. Josh Sargent's a ginger. You're not going to bite a ginger.
That's true. That's true. His soul isn't going to leak out anyway. No, I don't know. I think Germany's probably.
Yeah, it's got to be.
Especially there's a couple other kids doing really well in Germany, so I'm thinking all the German clubs are scouting
it. It's like the old, it's like 10 years ago with England getting all the American goalkeepers.
Yeah.
They're all going to get all the German teams are going to get the 17-year-old.
Yeah. And, I mean, the kid just keeps proving it. I mean.
Without a doubt.
I mean. To keep doing it through the U-17 tournament and the U-20 tournament, and it's just like,
well, and not only
have
that,
a bad game once in a while. You're human,
and he's playing.
He's not going to do it.
He's playing, you know, in the U-20, and he's 17. A
couple of years older than him, yeah.
You know, technically, he should be quote unquote boy against men,
and
it's
and to me, the old grizzled fart that I am, I love to see that he's laughing and having fun. You know what I mean? Like, you remember those good old days, don't you, Christian?
Yeah, man, he's far superior to where I was at that time. So
but
I mean,
just the,
well, he doesn't
the youthful
have, he doesn't
exuberance.
Have Dragon yelling at him. That's the
That's
other
true.
Part about it, too.
But the youthful exuberance of, you know, he's just playing for fun and just, you know. He'll become
everything's in front of him. So who cares?
This is the point of the show now where I tell you that England is still in the tournament, the U-20s.
Yeah, yeah.
Wow.
How's the senior national team? We're gonna have England U-20s like thinking, can I get an American passport? Go play for those guys.
You know, it's easier to qualify when you got to play Belize.
Well, that's true. That's true.
Never mind. I'm just going to let it go. I was going to say the other teams are saying that about England, so it's okay.
We've lost 9 qualifiers in our history. I think we're okay. It's when we get to the tournaments. That's when we should.
All right, let's talk about charity du jour. Last week, we did our charity du jour. Christian, if you don't know, every tailgate, we have a collection, and we pick a different charity. Last week was SPENSA, the Special Needs Soccer Association in St. Louis. They do great work. Had Jake about there, one of the participants, and Jacob's like at every game.
Yeah, he's a little good through.
I see him at every tailgate. We raised $580 for SPENSA. So
nice night again, as always.
That's
thanks,
a nice
guys.
Night. This coming week, we're doing... your teammate, Wes Sharpie, is part of Playing for Pride. We're going to donate our charity du jour to that. And we have special rainbow-themed Luligan buttons. And to get one of those, you have to make a donation to our charity du jour. So, there.
Yes. You're just staring at me. I'm like, right. Okay.
Next.
I'm like,
you're the one with the, you're the, one with the notes.
Yeah. Come on, news girl.
Okay, Bethlehem Steel. That's our Sunday game.
That's a unique one, a Sunday game.
At 4 o'clock in the afternoon. Yep.
90 plus, going to be hot.
And we're opening the tailgate an hour early, so at 1 o'clock, you can show up to the tailgate.
That's going
to
be awesome.
And Mexican U.S.?
After the game, the park's staying open. You can stay there and watch the Mexico-U.S. game in the ballroom, I guess, is where they're going to be showing it. So feel free to do that, too. But show up 1 o'clock and... we're going to cheer these boys on to another victory. Got to start climbing that league table.
Yeah, the 4 o'clock Sunday, it's a first for the team. That's something that they said they wanted to try this year and kind of do something a little bit different. The first part's a Sunday game, which kind of throws you off a little bit because you got to go to work the next day.
Sunday, June the 11th, high of 93, boys.
There you go.
Powder up.
Welcome to St. Louis, buddy. Basically, it's like this until September.
I play SIU. I know a little bit.
That's right.
That's true. Good
he
point,
knows
good
what
point,
it is.
Good point.
But, I don't like...
He's from Nevada.
Well, that's true,
I mean,
true,
he knows
too.
Heat.
Yeah. He knows heat.
But it's a dry heat.
Humidity here. Yeah. Way different.
Yeah, after having been in the dry heat and coming to St. Louis, it's. You can cut the air here. Down there, you can at least breathe.
Damn. I forgot what I was going to say.
Bethlehem,
Sunday, yeah.
Sunday, 1 o'clock open, 4 o'clock start time.
Bethlehem hasn't been here since, like, 1924. So
they're gonna be old as fuck.
That was the last Bethlehem Steel team I think played in St. Louis. So
not quite the same.
No, it's a different team.
Say.
But I'm glad they
I do
took
like
the name. That's
the
pretty
name
cool.
Back. That's pretty cool.
And if we'd kick their ass, it'd be even better.
So wait a minute. I was just thinking because I was thinking the 4 o'clock start time reminds me of playing out when we go out to Glavin. The 5 o'clock start times. I'm trying to think of where the sun's gonna be at soccer park.
It's gonna be
dipping over the press box.
Yeah, that's right.
But it's gonna be high. I mean, it's not gonna be sunset.
Right. But that's gonna be on that. So maybe.
Yeah, it'll be in our faces, and we'll have swamp ass.
Yep,
that's
pretty much.
Be like
pretty
standing
much.
On an aluminum iron.
Yes. So
as opposed to a month from now, when it'll be the same exact thing at 7 o'clock at night.
Yeah, but 7 o'clock's better. The sun's down. It's not beating on you so hard. Yeah.
Just hope there's a breeze. Let's just hope for a breeze.
That makes all the difference.
Maybe Petcher needs to get us some fans for our
Petcher. Get those cool zones,
like the NFL players
spraying the mist on us.
I don't know what you guys are complaining about.
Well, we are pussies.
To be fair, I weigh twice what you do. I'm carrying a lot more.
Twice, twice. You weigh 3 times what he does. Kids running it off. I don't like Sunday games because I don't have the day to recover.
Yeah.
I usually enjoy my Sunday mornings of, you know.
My carpet.
Your carpet or, yeah. The drive home at 7 a.m.
Yeah. And my son judging you.
Yeah.
Any reason why we're not playing Saturday? Do you know? Or is it just.
No, I think they wanted to do a Sunday game to kind of give a different vibe. Maybe, mm-hmm. you know, families coming out and stuff like that, I think. Because.
Bethlehem on the Sabbath. should be Christian Day at
that's
the
what
park.
It was. That's what it was. So yeah, come out Sunday. We need a bunch of people to buy tickets. The corner still has some seats available, and the rest of the stadium does too. So even if you don't want to stand by us, there's places to stand.
Well, and again, Sunday, bring out the family. We'll be on pretty good behavior because we. Okay, I won't, but you will.
I'll be on good behavior.
I won't.
Bring the kids.
Yeah, I'm going to leave mine at home this time.
Okay. And then following that, Wednesday night, we're back in the U.S. Open Cup. We are hosting the Chicago Fire.
This is going to be fantastic.
People have been asking. No, this is not Chicago Fire's B team. This is the Chicago Fire from MLS.
Well, we probably won't see Mr. Schweinsteiger.
I'd love to see him get dressed in our changing rooms.
I don't know. Why? Wait a minute. Are you going to watch, perv?
No.
I'd love to see him get dressed.
I want to see what he thinks of the locker room at Soccer Park.
Oh, it's not that bad. It's not an outdoor trailer in Charlotte.
Almost.
You know what? It's not the Allianz Arena either.
Let's no, it's not.
It's not Old Trafford.
No.
But again, he came to the United States. He knows he's going down in quality.
I don't know if he'll come or not. I mean, it's turf, and we know a lot of the big stars don't want to play on turf.
But
depends on how seriously Chicago is going
to
take the Open
Cup. Obviously, I don't know Bastian Schweinsteiger personally, but he would appear to be the kind of guy that would relish the purity of what this is.
No,
you know,
I don't.
Just play for fun. Just play for games.
Yeah, I'm not trying to say he's one of those prima donnas, but I mean, we know Drogba didn't play on turf. Omri didn't play on turf. And
Drogba doesn't play in the United States, period.
And, well, but I mean, they're getting older and got to watch the knees and things like that. I mean, Chicago Fire are paying him a lot of money, so I don't know. I don't know if they'll risk him in an Open Cup.
You just want to burn past them, don't you?
I would love to. Tell my kids.
That's right.
That'll be his Twitter, you know, the banner. It'll just be him streaking past them.
Breaking his ankles.
Yeah.
So, Wednesday night, we need everybody to come out. The corner's sold out.
You don't know when we will next have a game like this. I mean, hopefully in 2 weeks against Sporting KC or Minnesota. But you know what? We thought after Sporting KC 2 years ago that we'd get it pretty regular, and we had to miss a year because we messed up against Minnesota last year. You don't know the next time we will have an opportunity to knock one of the big boys
Have they
out.
Decided the fifth round?
Yes, yeah, it's Minnesota or KC.
No, I mean play home or away.
No, we don't know if it's home or away. But
that's what I thought. I said that like next week, like Tuesday, I think, don't they draw it? I think it is.
Just flip a coin.
Another coin flip.
Oh, I'm sorry. Flip a coin, making air quotes. Yes. Flip a coin.
Oh, come on. Believe in the magic.
Right.
It's not all rigged.
It's U.S. soccer. Of course it's rigged.
Oh, okay.
It's the whole point of it.
But please come out on June 14th. It's a Wednesday night.
Like you said, the corner's already gone.
The corner's sold out, but there are other seats. And I don't want those seats bought by Chicago fans sprinkling in amongst us. We need that stadium all St. Louis. And Chicago has 100 seats that the fans were allotted. And we know Section 8's bringing a bus, which is great. They can have their little corner. But we're going to make it loud, and we're gonna show them what we can do.
No, not our Section 8.
Not our Section 8.
Not our Section 8.
That should be the hashtag, not our Section 8.
Yeah, we'll go with that. That sounds good.
Okay, a couple other things before we get to some questions for Christian. We have new T-shirts.
Yes, we do.
If you were there last week, it's the Ketchup on a Steak shirt. $20, you can pick those up at any tailgate.
So as a background explanation for those that are listening and Christian, one of the local sports writers referred to supporters groups as ketchup on a steak. When
there
it comes
there
to
is
soccer.
Necessary as ketchup on a steak. That's what he said.
Yep. Yep. So
we embraced it. We are the ketchup on your steak.
I guess he eats it a lot of Ponderosa maybe as a sports writer, I guess. I don't know. But you
then
know.
Then he tried to say you should get a free shirt.
Yeah, I got a shirt for him.
No, you insulted us. You paid double. So there. But since then, he has come out to St. Louis Soccer Park, and he has experienced the joy that is St. Luligans, and he's actually said some nice things.
He's been
about
nicer
us.
Since then.
So
he's still a twat.
We all are. Also, we unveiled a Bus 2 memorial plaque that is on the tailgate trailer, and we bought special scarves for everybody that was on Bus 2. You cannot buy them. You couldn't pre-order them. The only way you can get one is if you were on Bus 2. So if you were on Bus 2 and have not picked up your scarf yet, please come to the tailgate merch table. We have them waiting for you. And we have a list, so bring photo ID.
If we don't know you.
People are trying to scalp them, sell them on eBay.
Mm.
We're not going to do that.
Wait, I got one.
Yeah, you got one. You can sell it.
I'll scalp it.
Yeah. We did save one for a future auction because we know that will gain.
That'll be a
high
dollar.
That will get a lot of money at a future auction. We already mentioned Christian's up for goal of the week. So again, if you haven't done that, pause the podcast, bring up the website, and vote for Christian Valesky.
And he's nodding confidently too.
Yes.
Like, yeah, I got
And if we find out you didn't vote for him, we will tell.
I think we should.
Yeah.
I think we should. I think we actually should make people do it in front of us.
Public shame.
I voted for Ronny Aguirre of the Switchback. Last minute winner from 30 yards.
I would have done the same.
God damn it, guys, you're ruining it. And I also want to mention Matt Bird. A big thank you to you.
Oh, yeah, it was pretty sweet, wasn't it?
Do you know what I'm talking about?
The captain's armband, man.
Yeah, how did you know I was going there?
That's the only thing I've done in the last 3 weeks.
Matt Bird bought and had made a special armband with our logo on it, and him and Sarah gave that to Dragon before the game last week, and it was wearing the special St. Lulligan's armband. So
it looked amazing.
That was very cool.
It looked better than I imagined. I just thought, I did it on a whim. I just thought, this might be a good idea, and I started researching, you know, companies that could do it, and I found this company in Germany. And they did it for 13 euros each. I got two of them. And when they arrived, I was like, these are phenomenal.
No, they really, I mean.
Yeah, it wasn't just like an iron-on.
Yeah,
I mean,
no,
they're nice stitched.
Like a nice stitching, yeah.
And as I say, then I texted Jeremy. I said, hey, can these guys wear them? He's like, hell yeah, they can. So I mean, I didn't know what to expect when I ordered them. And they came and they were brilliant, so.
Very cool.
Thoughts in the locker room? Did you guys notice? Or
I didn't even see it. He must have kept it a secret. I'm going to look for it next game for sure.
Didn't want to show Mirko because we gave it to Dragon and not Mirko.
That's why he kept it quiet.
He's like, I won't show Mirko yet. He's the club captain.
Speaking of which, Mirko's pretty mobile, all things considered. I noticed
the guy that broke his leg 2 months ago?
Yeah. I'm sitting there watching the celebration video at the end, you know, because I watch it 1,000 times a week because it's awesome. But I see him jumping up and down and dancing and stuff. I was like, oh, that is not a broken leg.
Matt Sheldon on Instagram showed this video of y'all booting balls at some guy's ass. And Mirko was blasting it.
I know. I saw Mirko jump and I said, stop! If you break your leg on a celebration, Preki's going to kill you.
He was jumping about the night he did it against Ottawa.
Well, he was pushing her. Well, that's true. But he was pushing around in that little one-legged scooter thing he had, jumping on that. All right.
We all imagined, Christian, that him and the rest of the Serbians were all sat in a room with a hacksaw and vodka.
Smoking cigarettes.
With like Serbian heavy metal in the background. Yeah,
wife beaters and cigarette smoke kind of thing.
Hacksawing that cast right off, you know. Ah, yeah, yeah, get it off. You know?
And then bring in a handwritten note. This is for my doctor. He says I can play.
Wouldn't be surprised. Those guys are
He's
crazy.
Good now.
Yeah, we'll get letters, but that's all right.
It's good, yes?
Yes. Strong like bull.
It's good, yes.
All right. Got some questions now. This is the very serious part of the podcast. Jim Sullivan wants to know, will we see Schweinsteiger? We already said, but let's bet. What do you say, yes or no?
Well, shit, last time we bet on something, I was wrong.
Yeah, I was right. So you
so
say.
I'm saying no.
No. What do you say, Bird?
No.
You think he'll come?
Hard no.
I'm going to say, hell yeah.
It gets better than that. We get to see Drew Connor back.
Yeah, I like Drew. Miss Drew. What about Patrick? Is he still with him?
You know what? I mean,
Christian's shaking his head yes.
There's no reason why he can't play. I mean, he's not been making the 18 on the MLS team, but there's no reason why they can't throw him in the US Open Cup.
Yeah, I miss those guys. Good guys.
Drew and Patrick are good players, and I want to see them for like 10 minutes, and then I want them to go off because they are good and they can cause some damage to us.
No, I want to see them, and then I just want to see them say, guys, that we're not going to do anything tonight. These guys are too good and take themselves off.
We're just going to lay down.
Yeah, like that.
I want to see them doing that drop to the knees. Oh, no, hold my head kind of, you know.
Jake Gutterman wants to know, commentators. A lot of people are bitching about the commentators on the USL productions. Here's what I know, or here's what I think I know.
They're shit.
In addition to that, I think the away team technically gets the commentators. So, like, the home game we just had, I think they were supposed to be Toronto's commentators.
Okay.
And I know they're all part of the USL pool, you know. Mm-hmm. But so people are complaining about them sort of being pro-Toronto on that game. I think that's by design because theoretically the people who are watching the stream
are the away fans.
Are the away fans.
Or
so,
in Toronto's case, the away fan.
Right. So, you know, I know a couple of our guys had to work and were kind of watching it on their phone or whatever, and we're getting a little upset. Yeah, I think that's by design. Now, them being shitty in general, that's just a happy accident. But let's give the USL production some time. It's going to take them a while to get up to speed.
You can watch the league for free.
Right.
I don't see how we bitch about this. You can watch every game for free in this league.
Which is
assuming the bar your ads internet stream works.
Well, and that was more to do with it wasn't USL's YouTube.
It was US soccer.
Yeah. It was US soccer on that shitty.
So I think that's what happened. Now, and then some people will say, well, when we were in Cincinnati, that was supposed to be, you know, our commentators. Yes, they were a little in love with Cincinnati, but the entire USL is a little in love with Cincinnati.
Did you know they have 20,000 people a game?
Every game, they have 26,000 people.
Every game. Even every games game. That they don't play there?
Every game.
They're still there.
Except for their U.S. Open Cup game.
They didn't last Wednesday against Louisville.
The Bailey was full, but the rest of that horseshoe was empty. So, but they still had more than us. So.
And they lost again last week. So I think they're on a little decline.
I'm fine with that.
I'm all right with it.
Just in time for us to go there and take them
you
out.
You know, and we'll be going there with a full week's rest. We want to play Pittsburgh 3 days prior either.
I'm good with that.
Do you want to talk about Cincinnati?
Most certainly do.
Okay.
So, again, the team is being awesome and is going to provide us with a bus. It won't be the full bus. It'll be a smaller bus. But the reason being, it's a stop overnight. Because of the distance being 5.5 hour drive plus stoppage time, you're looking at the drivers being on the road for 12 hours and all those stupid driver laws.
If only you had a guy that taught CDL here that could explain that a little better.
Yeah, I was.
You can only drive 11 hours in a 24-hour period.
Right, so there you go.
So we are going to spend the night in Cincinnati.
Yeah.
So
working on, I've got three feelers out on hotels. There's one right across the street, basically, that I'm hoping will take care of us. If not, they're fairly close by, trying to get reasonable price, but not flea bag shitholes. So
we are going to Cincinnati. We are taking a bus. We will have to spend the night in a hotel to make it happen.
But we're trying to get a better rate on that.
We will give you all the information, whether you want to drive and stay in the hotel we are, or whether you just want to drive and buy tickets to the game, or whether you want to ride the bus. We'll get all that information put together, and we hope to have that out this week sometime.
Yep, hopefully by the end of the week at this rate. But
so there you go.
Yes, so it'll be a good time. That is what we do. Obviously, the distance makes it a little bit harder. It's not as fun as a Louisville or KC trip. But, we can go be part of the 20,000 people.
That's right. Because they'll save a few spots for us.
I don't know. There's going to be 20,000 people there.
I don't know. You just buy a coffee at 7-Eleven, you get your ticket for free.
That's right. Get a ticket with a Slurpee. Yeah.
I do like
go give blood and bang, two tickets.
Sign up for a class at University of Cincinnati, and I think you get a free season ticket package with it, right?
Do they?
get two credits, get two season tickets.
We kid because
what about a truck
volume through discount, guys? Let's call it what it is. It's volume through discount.
And good for them because even though they're giving away some of those tickets for cheap, they're still getting a lot of people out there, which is very cool.
Yeah, I mean, our tickets are fair priced and people aren't showing up.
Yeah, so more power.
Ours are priced for the stadium we're in.
Right.
Absolutely.
That's and theirs is priced for the stadium they're in.
Right. And they're getting the people, though. So, I mean, yes, we do give them shit, but I do want to give them the props. I mean, when they get 15,000 people or 20,000 people, that's serious. I mean, there's MLS teams that would beg for that level of attendance.
Oh, absolutely.
So, good for them.
I'd be happy with a third of it.
Just let me mock them.
Oh, I still think they're twats. Yeah.
Just let me mock them.
Oh, yeah. All day long. Feel mock free. Away.
Mike Baldridge wants to know, finally, a question that our esteemed guest can chime in on. Scouting, he said, how does the scouting work when you are looking at like Bethlehem, for example, they're coming up. Do you guys see video on them? Do you get specific reports against player matchups and things like that?
Yeah, the coaches always send out a 10-minute video, 10-minute plus video of the other team. Moments is set pieces, defensive moments, attacking moments, and they do a great job in making sure we're ready to go.
Okay, and then I mean, we've noticed this year the lineups changed, you know, formations have changed. I mean, do we do that because the coach wants to see something different, or do we do that to kind of go against the weaknesses of the other team, or a little bit of both?
A little bit of both, definitely. Preki likes to see certain players play with certain people. I mean, obviously we've had a lot of injuries as well, so there's a lot of combinations of things.
Right.
But I think we're coming into a fair point where a lot of players are fresh and not injured. So we're going to start seeing some, I'd hope some at least, continuity throughout the group and the same group going forward.
Well, and I mean, it helps you as a player when you're playing next to a guy who you kind of have a good idea of the move he's going to make, where to put that next pass, or where he knows where you like the ball.
So, yeah, exactly. I found that with Milan 1 week, he got injured. Sebastian, another week, he got injured. So, like, we're all come together now, and me and Jose have formed a good partnership as well. So, hopefully we'll be able to move that forward.
There we go.
Ryan, I think you three, you, Seb, and Jose are pretty dangerous, you know, going forward.
Well, and Milan, too. I mean, God love the kid. If he could stay healthy, he shows me a lot every time he's out there. So,
I just want to see more of him, you know?
Yeah.
Healthy. We're actually getting healthy, guys. Yeah. I mean, this is, like, fantastic. We're sitting here going, oh, I wish he'd get healthy. We actually have almost all our starters
healthy. Yeah, it's really looking good.
That's a nice change.
Ryan Key wants to know, he's got a three-parter here. Hero, your personal soccer hero, either growing up or right now.
Who besides you... Matthew Bird, of course.
You know. Easy for me. Thierry Henry, always Arsenal fan because of the guy.
I knew this kid was smart.
Easy
fucking
for
homeless
me.
People.
Next question.
Wenger in or Wenger out?
Oh, that's a tougher question.
Oh, that's a damn good question.
I think they made a decision too early after the season.
Yeah, he signed the two-year extension.
Right away. Obviously, they're confident in him.
Welcome to Kroenke. Yeah. That's what that is.
They're settling for the Champions League bid, and obviously they didn't get it this year, but we've got it, so many years in the past, but yeah. I think they need to push something else in.
Yeah, I think, I mean, I was, you know, in Wenger we trust for as long as it could be, and I think the message might be getting a little stale, I think.
Agreed.
Maybe time. Part two of that question, personal goal. Before the season starts, do you set any personal goals, and what are they, or do you not share them? They're just internal.
Well, besides
driving.
Being on a podcast in somebody's basement.
Right.
Yeah, you know, this tops my list. But
you make it big, you can be in Mitch's basement.
And if you go too far, you can sleep there after games.
Yeah, but all seriousness, obviously all my goals are team-oriented, what I could do to help the
right.
team. I'm a goal scorer, so obviously I have to score goals. But do what Preki asks. That's
a good answer.
Play. I mean...
And number three relates to that. What is Preki's forward style? Like, what does he want you to do?
First and foremost, work ethic. You have to work hard, press the ball. He wants to keep the ball very well. He gets mad at us all the time. We don't keep the ball. But he also wants to play free with a certain style of play, which is total freedom. And as a forward, there's nothing more that you could want.
And we can compare that to your last coach. I mean, Bob Lilly. Excellent coach.
Complete opposite.
Everybody knows what a great job he's done up there in Rochester, but he's a defensive coach. And you mentioned earlier you played as a forward more defense than a lot of defenders play in this league.
Yeah, you know, it was tough, but I learned a lot from the guy.
But do you enjoy the reins being let off you a little bit?
Yeah, I find
yeah, dumbass.
Easy questions, yes, yeah. For sure. But I find more habits what I had from Bob.
But
I'm trying to get all my reins off.
Yeah,
that, you know
but that's
saying.
But that's kind of good though that you know it fits in with Preki's work ethic. You aren't gonna. I mean, we see forwards that kind of sit around there up at the line and kind of wait for the play to come back to them. I mean,
yeah, one of them's at the New York Cosmos right now.
Yeah, well,
there's a reason why he's gone.
Yeah,
I
mean,
say that.
I mean, but we loved Herrera, but he would you know cherry pick and that works for some forwards. But I've always preferred a guy who will come back and do a little bit of the work to help bring it forward. So,
well, that's one of the things I've noticed, and I'm going to pick on you because you're sitting here, but I noticed that when there is a turnover in their end that we play a high press. I mean, there's no, okay, let's take a step back and get a formation. It's fuck that attack.
Yeah. I agree.
Okay. I'm done.
Gary Hibbets has probably, this is the, this is a hard-hitting question. Comes back every time we have a player on. He wants to know the eternal debate, hot dog, is it a sandwich or not?
No.
All right. He agrees with Devalagoric.
Well answered. Well,
I think it happens to be the right answer.
I do too.
I don't like hot dogs.
You don't like hot dogs? No, I'm not having it. All right. There you go. If you had to have a hot dog.
Neither does garlic.
If you had to, well, that's a good point. Vegan, true. If you had to have a hot dog, what condiment would you put on there?
Ketchup.
Put ketchup. See, that's sure. You're wrong there. It should be mustard. Yeah.
Oh, my. So speaking of our friend Ortiz, it just got posted. My heart now belongs to the St. Louligans.
What?
I'm a USL guy.
Oh, geez.
He just. What? Yep. He just got called out about being Dynamo crazy.
You know? Oh.
God damn, a twat.
Whatever.
Sorry. Anger.
At least he's not talking shit about us. That's worse. All right. Stuart, favorite formation to play in? I mean, do you prefer two strikers? Do you prefer one striker? What's your preference?
Definitely have two strikers. Somebody who can hold the ball up next to me. I'm pacey, so I can get in behind. But I think the formation that we're playing now suits me. And having a guy like Jose and Sebastian, whoever else is playing up there, suits me very well.
Okay. Malia, what goes through your head before, during, and after a goal? Like when you know the ball's coming and all you have to do is, you know, don't fuck it up.
Like, yeah.
Are you thinking about everything or you think about nothing?
This goes back to something I told Bird, actually. Goal scoring is something that you're born with and it comes naturally as long as you put in a certain work ethic. And I've worked really hard in my past and in training still today, every day. And to be able to score a goal is not easy, but it just comes natural to me.
So it's just instinct once it's out there.
Exactly. After a game, it's something you can't explain. Total high, and I can't get enough of it.
And are you thinking? I mean, some people plan out their celebrations. Some people, you know, oh, when I score, I'm gonna run to mom, or I'm gonna, you know what I mean? Are you just in the moment?
Total in the moment. Obviously, there's been a few celebrations I've got in the past, but total in the moment.
Okay, I like that.
I think he needs to run over, grab the Louligan captain's armband, and kiss it.
No, we can't. We can't do anything anymore because the team gets fined if, you know, we got Costin jumping on the field trying to celebrate with the players. So we can't do that. We need to build, like, you know what we need? We need, like, you know how they have a
chain link fence
at NHL games and at baseball games, the big, you know, black net kind of thing. Leave it down so there's no obstruction, but as soon as that ball crosses the net, hoist it up because that'll keep us off the field.
Like it goes up for field goals, yeah, as soon as a goal. Yeah.
And then we can climb up it and yell Thunderdome. All right.
Two teams enter, one leaves.
That's right. Kevin Weber, we touched on this already. Preki versus other coaches. You know, not doesn't have to be Bob Lilly. It could be college coaches or whatever. What's the Preki thing? I mean, everybody wants to play for Preki or says they do till they get out of practice.
Yeah, you know, he's tough on you, but he's the best coach I've ever had personally. Somebody who's played at that level, such a high level playing wise, has so much respect for all the players in the locker room. For me personally, anything he tells me to do, I'll do it. Obviously, he's been there, done that. And not to mention, he was an attacking player. So for me, I can learn so much from the guy.
Does he ever drop the, I did this, so you need to do it?
No, not like, at all.
There's never the, you know.
Just pointers. You know, he'll say it in the right way. And a very intelligent guy, for sure.
And I think people sort of have a misunderstanding about Preki. And I think he kind of cultivates it.
He cultivates Smith big time.
That he's a hard ass. But we've seen him have a little fun. He has fun with you guys, right? I mean, you're running while...
He'd have more fun if we were first place right now.
That's
so
right.
That's what he always says, so we have to earn it.
There you go. All right. Emily Doak wants to know, with all the different nationalities and the different languages on the team, do you ever have trouble communicating with your teammates, either on or off the field?
Off the field, no. I mean, the only player that doesn't necessarily know the best English is probably Milan.
Yeah.
But he's come so far. I guess when he first came to the team, he knew nothing. English whatsoever. And he's come a far, far, like, he's so good at talking to us now, communicate totally. I actually talk to him a lot, even when he's not playing, for pointers and things like that. Obviously, he's a forward as well. So, he's one of my good friends. And other than that, everybody gets along very well. I know there's a lot of nationalities, a lot of languages, but...
Does anybody ever scream something on the field and you're like, what?
Dragon, probably.
I was going to say, do you know the Serbian and, curse well, words?
No, Dragon's speaking in English. He can't understand him.
It all goes back to, we played a preseason game down in Springfield against Energy. And Aiden Stanley was on the same side of the field as Dragon. And Aiden just left a wayward pass, or he wasn't where he was supposed to be. And Dragon, just for 5 minutes, was in his ear, just bawling at him. I'm like, he's a kid.
He's a professional.
I remember
player.
After the game, I think Aiden's family was there. And so, like, the players came over and were talking. And Aiden was talking to his family. And you walked by, you said, somebody said, how was it or whatever? And Bird said, he's just happy to have Dragon off his ass. And he just laughed.
The next time, the next passage of play, Dragon mislaid a pass. I'm like, kick his ass, Aiden.
Climb into it. Tear him a new one.
That'll last.
Yeah. But no, that's, but I love that, watching a team that cares, that is fired up, and that, you know, I'm sure Aiden is taking it in the spirit it's intended. Like, he's young. He wants some guidance out there.
And it's not the, I hate you, you're stupid.
No.
See, it's the, come on. Right. You know, it's the
and we know
rising tide.
All too well, we saw a lot of guys last year that quit yelling.
Didn't come on.
To a certain point, and they just let it go.
Yeah, it shows we care. I mean, everybody leaves it off on the field. You leave it on the field.
Yeah.
Come back in the locker room, everybody's friends.
And coming back to the great win celebration, the way you guys like come together for it, like you can tell it means something to the guys that we're doing this together. It's not us, it's not them, it's this unity thing. And like you said, we haven't seen that in St. Louis yet.
Well, and I mean, even Cavalcetta's comments after the game, you know, you won player of the game, whatever. No, it's all the team. It's all the team, you know, because it truly is. I mean, I love that.
It's beautiful.
It's very, very beautiful.
Well, it's amazing how much the 3 points propelled us up the league a little, and now we're in a group of like five teams on 15 points.
Right. We were back above the line right now.
But with the games in hand, I think we've got, you know, there's a couple other teams with games in hand, but if we can win those games in hand, or, you know, we're only like 3 points behind Charleston.
Mm-hmm.
We're not that far off the pace, guys.
No, I think, I mean, again, it just goes back to what you said last podcast and what Christian's been saying. Take care of business. Because, I mean, there's no doubt when you look through the lineup, look through the roster, we've got the talent. Obviously, Preki knows how to win as a coach. So it's just buckling down and take care of business. Yes, we weathered a tough injury stretch.
Mm-hmm.
We did have to get guys that knew each other on and off the field to play together. We've kind of made it through that stretch, and now it's time to just kind of buckle down.
Well, what I do is I compare ourselves to our peers, right? And I consider Louisville our peers. Hey, guys, I know you listen. And, you know, they lost in Tampa. So we gained a point on them in Tampa.
Yeah.
You know, they drew 0-0 at home to Toronto. We gained 2 points on them.
Yeah.
But they tied in Charleston, and we lost in Charleston. So we lost the point there. But over the last three games, we've actually made up points on Louisville. And that's what we have to do.
They're 1 point ahead of us right now. That's the other thing. There's three teams with 15.
Mm-hmm.
They have 16. You're absolutely right. That math adds up quickly.
But we were...
Congratulations, Bird. You can add.
You know, I'm a teacher.
Professor Bird.
Always.
No, but I'm with you on that. We do need to keep pace with those kind of teams.
Yeah, they're our peers.
No, absolutely.
And I class Louisville as our peer. They've been, you know, up there with the running for the last 2 years. They're the same age team as us. And, you know, that's what they're our competition.
We're no longer looking up at them. We're looking across at them.
I hope that rings true, yeah.
All right, Mark Gardner has the next question. We got brand new turf on the main field.
Hold on. Oh. Mark Gardner from Your Electric.
From Your Electric.
Our sponsor.
If you have any electrical needs, call Mark Gardner at Your Electric.
There you go.
New turf on the main field. We know turf technology changes rapidly. Is the new turf better than the old turf? Is it the same as the old turf, or is all turf just shit?
I don't like turf, but it's definitely plays truer.
Yeah.
It slows the game down a little bit. I don't know if you guys noticed, but overall it plays very true, and that's all we could ask for. didn't feel like home field advantage except for the fans, because that was the first time we even played on it. But I think they got more work to do on it, and obviously moving forward, we're excited for what they've done for us.
How many days later do you find the little black rubber chips in your shower? Oh, man. It's like, oh, God, more fell out of me somewhere.
I eat it for breakfast, lunch, and dinner, I swear.
I just remember we played that indoor league for a season, and I seriously would have
still the black pellets in my soccer bag.
Yes,
5 years later.
Yes, I would be taking a shower the next day and be like, "Where did they come from?"
Well, to be fair, we have a lot more folds.
Yeah, it's tucked Christian under does. Here or there. That's right. That's right. Christian doesn't have that problem.
No.
Talking about Wednesday again, the Chicago Fire. You're going to play against Polster.
Yeah, looking forward to it. Definitely, he's one of my best mates.
You both grew up in Henderson, right?
He grew up in Vegas. I grew up in Henderson, but we played together from 15 on.
But he played in – no, wait. Where did he play college?
He played SIU.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah, same all school right. as me.
So that'll be good.
You going to kick his ass?
That's the plan.
Usually win against the guy. There it is. That's what it is. We need more confidence out of it. We don't need this passive bullshit. You know, it's like, no.
And last question, Derek Gottman wanted to know, your signing happened pretty quickly. We know you were on trial with KC. Thank God you didn't end up in that hole.
But I know an even worse place you can go.
Well, yeah, I was going to say, we had 13 murders in the last 8 hours, I think, or something. But how did that come about? Had you worked out for Preki before? Or, I mean, obviously, SIU, so I'm sure Jeremy and other guys knew about you, but...
Yeah, actually, I spoke to Preki after my season in Rochester. And then from Rochester, I drove to Colorado, which is where I live. And I stopped in St. Louis and met with Preki, had a cup of coffee with him. And he told me I was on a short list of players that he wanted to bring into St. Louis. After that, I went on and signed with Kansas City. Things didn't work out there. First phone call my agent made was to Jeremy Allenbaugh, St. Louis GM. It was an immediate signing, made the right decision, and I'm happy to be here.
Great.
We were very relieved to see that.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
We were all, because Jeremy has a tendency to like get excited about a signing, and he can't tell anyone, so sometimes he'll text us and say, we're going to announce it in, 10 minutes, just to get a little bit of the gloating going. And we're like, oh, that's a good one, because at that time we were a little worried about up front.
Really, yeah, because Herrera just left.
Herrera had left. Angulo was the only... Well, I guess we had signed Milan, but none of us knew anything about him.
Well, he wasn't even announced yet, I don't think.
He was never announced ever.
Yeah, we knew he was there, right?
He just pops up on Instagram in a kit. Right.
Yeah, you're laughing. That's literally how we learned.
I think we were all excited about that signing. And then also a former teammate just recently announced, Tony Walls. We were kind of excited about that one. I mean, we don't know much about Tony other than what we've seen. What was it like having a former teammate on the field?
I spoke to Tony about coming to St. Louis. He didn't have a team, and talked to Preki, and I feel as if I got him here, and so did some other teammates, and it was a good fit.
Did he cut you in on the deal? Did you get an agent's fee? Or?
It was a yeah. I wish, but
could you not brought Duba with you?
Steven, yeah.
Oh man, he's a baller.
Yeah, he's a good player for sure.
But yeah, it's good to see. Not only your individual talents, but it's that winning mentality. Guys that have been in a championship team and have been around high-quality professionals, I think that's something we've brought to the team this year that maybe we've been missing the first couple of years.
For sure, guys that knows what it takes.
Yep. The only thing I have left, we don't have any more questions, but I did want to announce that today, I have to look up his name. Gosh dang it. Jacob Gibbs, was it? Justin Gibbs, hold on.
Karen Gibbs?
No.
Andy Gibb?
This is professional podcasting. Listen, as Brad checks his
phone. The brothers Gibb?
No, Eric.
Not in the stream.
God. What happened? My phone just died. Oh, wait, there we go.
We're professional. This is why we don't get paid.
This is why we do it in a basement and not a flag studio.
Oh, we'll take all this out in post.
Right the fuck I will.
Mitchell edit all
this
out.
That's a lot of work. I'm not doing that much work.
Eric Gibbs. Okay, Eric Gibbs. I don't know who Eric Gibbs is. He lives in Minnesota. He's a big soccer fan. Minnesota United supporter. He went to the trouble of taking all of the supporter groups in North America. This is for USL, NASL, MLS.
I was going to bring this up, but NWSL, I didn't know where you're going with this guy.
NPSL, PDL, all the supporter groups in North America. I don't know. I'm sure there's an algorithm or some fancy program he used, but not only did he take our total Twitter followers, he actually subtracted all the bots. For those of you on Twitter, you know you always get, you know,
sexy time for you bots.
Usually sexy time bots, but also, you know, marketing bots and different things follow you. He subtracted all the bots and he listed every team's supporter group in North America, and we rank number 9.
That's
including MLS.
MLS.
Yes.
If you go down to not first division,
we're second. Northern Guard supporters, Detroit City FC, they have like 60,000 followers.
They had an ESPN story. They had
442. They had a couple big things, but we are way up there.
That's all you, buddy.
And it's all the fans in St. Louis that love to follow this team. And
well, and it's you putting out original content so other people can steal it.
There's a little bit of that. But we cover the team, and I think fans in St. Louis know that we're probably one of the better sources for news about the team. So
it's because we have the guys on the couch.
We have the guys on the couch. That's right. But thank you very much for following us on Twitter.
Follow the This Is Silly account.
Yes, but This Is Silly has a Twitter account now, too, so you can follow this directly. Because once they finally tell me and Mitch that we can't do anything with the Luligans anymore because we've been kicked out.
Probably pretty soon.
Yep, we will still have This Is Silly.
We'll still have the podcast.
That's right. until they tell me I can no longer come on the podcast, and then, I don't know.
We'll to be fair, at this point in time, you're pretty much part of the family.
Aw.
No, don't.
I sleep on your floor.
Yeah, exactly. The kids step
Wait,
over you.
I've taken Dakota's spot. I'm your new dog.
Just don't piss in my office, please.
Nah, no promises.
I'm not going to step in your shit in the backyard, am I?
I might go shit in your backyard. I don't know. That's all I have. Mitch, do you have anything else?
No. Yeah, you covered, because I was going to bring that up to give you a little bit of tribute to the...
Us on Instagram, too.
Yes. Because Sarah's done an amazing job with that.
Sarah does a kick-ass job. That is the only social media that we are not number one in USL.
And that's because we got a serious late start.
We did not do Instagram for the longest time until Sarah told me, if you want to interact with the players, you have to do Instagram because you're old as fuck and the players use Instagram. So Sarah took over Instagram.
And now they're probably all moving to Snapchat anyway.
That's true.
But that's just dicks and tits anyway.
Right. That's why I'm on there.
I know.
I only follow my daughter, though. Is that weird? I'm making sure she's not showing tits.
Or dicks.
That would be an awkward conversation.
It already is an awkward conversation.
Nah. This is dinner at my house.
It is. That's the funniest part.
But we're number two on Instagram. So if you're on Instagram, please follow St. Luligans on Instagram, and we will pass Tower Bridge Battalion there, too.
I hope so.
So, Matt, anything else?
No, I'm all right.
No week in review. Normally, we have the Matt Bird. I watched 32 games this week.
Oh, well, what happened? I can't remember. Oh, Sacramento. The wheels are falling off Sacramento. They can't score still. if they carry on at their pace, they will miss the playoffs. Chad Bond has gone to Oklahoma City.
Oh, that's right.
They're playing tonight against Phoenix. If I do Brad's trick here and check my score, it is currently...
Wow, he's more efficient than you are,
Brad. Seems to be postponed for 0-0. And
but yeah, congrats, Chad Bond. Chad Bond's a great guy.
Glad he's got a team.
And that should make it fun for the Tulsa fans, who he came from Tulsa to us, now he to Oklahoma. So those
in-house
Oklahoma rivalries should be even chippier. Because God damn it, they still love Chad Bond in Tulsa.
Yes, they do.
Their announcer practically filleted him on the YouTube stream.
There's Chad.
Chad.
We miss you, Chad.
Anyway, Charleston-Louisville, what a game. My goodness. It was 2-0 to Charleston, then 2-1, then 3-1, then 3-2, then 4-2, then 4-3, then 4-4. It was a mental game. Fair play to them for coming back.
Ended up in a draw, right?
Yeah, they were dead and buried, but obviously not dead and buried. And they came back. Some really super goals. Still laughing at Cincy because they lost again and everyone's getting on Cox back. They seem to think that John Harkes is the messiah that's coming back. It's not happening.
Maybe you could fax in a resume. Sorry. That's a private joke.
Oh, Jesus.
So
there's one person in the audience who got that joke.
Help me, Tom Cruise.
Yeah, and it wasn't Bird.
No. Nope.
Go ahead.
Basically, a lot of results went our way. Charlotte and Tampa drew 2-2. A lot of results went our way this weekend, guys.
Good.
It's nice having things go our way.
It's we deserve one once in a while.
So we got two games coming up. We've got Sunday afternoon. Tailgate starts at 1. Game starts at 4. Need you to call Darian. Get tickets for that. And the U.S. Open Cup on Wednesday. We need you to, if you haven't already gotten tickets, get them. And then tell all your friends and neighbors. Tell those people that you know are soccer fans that you see at the bar on Saturday mornings.
It should be the hottest ticket in town this week. Honest to God, it should be.
Tell those people that haven't come out to St. Louis FC yet because they're waiting or they're not sure. You know, this is the game to come see. Come see.
Kidnap them.
Our boys take on the MLS team and do some damage at home.
We've got three big games coming up here. I mean, really, you know, we need to make up the points here on Bethlehem. We've got Chicago, then we're at Cincy. You know, and then you follow that up, New York Red Bulls at home at Rochester, at Charlotte. You know, this is where it
starts
forget, to pick up.
July 5th is the makeup game for the rainout that
we had. Yeah, the Rochester Rhinos.
It's probably not on your calendar if you didn't mark it in when the reschedule happened.
Yeah, you know, I don't think I'll make sure I'll check that.
That's going to be a busy week. Because we play, I think we play New York the first, then Rochester, then the 8th in Charlotte.
Yep.
That's a busy week.
Yep. But I mean, but that's it. That's when it starts kicking in too. Because from there on out, it doesn't get easier. And those are teams that we got to start passing in the standings.
And then we'll play either Kansas or Minnesota in the next round of the Open Cup.
That's also why that you know Christian can attest, Preki's worked these guys' asses off, so they're fitter and they're stronger than most of the teams they're going up against. So. Those games where you have three in a period of 14 days, that, you know, last half, the last part of the second half, our guys are still going strong. So,
what's the pregame routine?
For me, personally?
Yeah. No, for me.
yours is three ale for the ones.
Yeah, that's right.
I thought you meant for the team. But, I play a bit of FIFA, relax. I mean, get a proper meal. Always go to Panera Bread, give me a sandwich, and night before eating the right things, chicken, rice, pasta.
What sandwich at Panera?
Napa almond chicken salad sandwich.
Oh, that's a good sandwich.
Yeah, no tomato.
So. What bread do you do? Or do you do bread?
I just whatever bread they give me.
I do the sourdough. I like the sourdough.
I love their sourdough.
Yeah.
These are the important things. The fat guys ask about food.
The fat guys know about it.
Yeah.
Oh, dude.
The FIFA, though. That's
FIFA, that's good. Play with Arsenal?
I do, but my best team is Bayern, unfortunately, on FIFA.
Did you create yourself and have you get signed to Bayern? And
No.
Well, no, we were talking about that. Now that USL's made the jump to Division II.
They should be in the next one.
Hopefully in the next round of FIFA, USL will be in there, and we can all, I was going to say we can all play with Christian Valeski, but that sounds weird. But no, play with St. Louis FC.
In my basement.
Yeah. Last night was so fun.
I played with Christian Valeski in my basement.
me and Mitch played with our favorite players in the basement. No, but that'd be cool. You'd be in a video game.
That'd be awesome. I was on it for 2 weeks.
That's right.
took my dreams right away from me. But,
you unplugged your console from the internet so you can't get an update.
Yeah.
You need to update your Xbox.
No, I don't. Except no updates from EA. All right. I have a feeling that we'll see you in a video game soon.
Hope so, man.
So,
Grand Theft Auto.
No. Anything else to add? Any message to the fans?
Keep supporting us. We really appreciate it. Obviously, everything you guys do for us.
What was the support like in Rochester? I mean, I look at the games now, and it seems pretty sparse.
Yeah, obviously, this is way better. It's obviously, the
fans. Obviously. Yeah.
No, it wasn't good at all, to be honest. And they've kind of fallen off the fans there. But
they've gotten a new ownership now. Hopefully, maybe they'll kind of turn it around. I know the previous ownership kind of left them with some bills and. Things were falling apart a little bit with the stadium, but hopefully they'll get it turned around. Because Rochester used to be one of the real jewels of you know, that next level down from MLS. Mm-hmm.
But they beat Cincinnati, so good for them.
As long as they're not playing us, go Rochester.
That's right. Yep. That's so. Right.
All right. That's all I got.
That it?
Yep.
See ya.
See ya. Here's another Sunday morning.